Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes and Parak Dalet Mishnah Yod. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Dalet Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah taught us a three-way machlokas regarding a situation where a person has truma that fell into a pile of figs, and the figs of chulin, the regular figs that you would normally be allowed to eat, are often different colors, different shapes, different sizes, and so on from the truma itself. Some of them are the same as the truma, but some of them are different than the truma. And the question was, can we combine both of the truma, the black and the white figs, for example, in order to get to the measurement of meduma, in order to be mevatel, in order to nullify and cancel the truma in the pile? Can you combine the black and the white figs together, even though we know the truma itself was white, or the truma itself was black, or not? And ultimately, Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that if you know for a fact which truma fell, that you know for the fact that white truma fell, then you would then Ein Ma'alo Zuazui said that you cannot combine the white and the black, for example, because in that case you know that white truma fell, so the white truma figs, the white figs cannot be eaten unless you have 100 figs, and you can combine the black figs. The black figs can be eaten certainly because we know that the truma was white, and vice versa in terms of any of the other examples given in the previous Mishnah. And Rabbi Akiva said that if you don't know what type of truma fell, in that case, you would be allowed to combine the various types, because in that situation, a non-kohen can't eat any of the truma, and therefore meduma works for all of the truma. So now we're going to discuss in Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes the situation and the case and exactly what we're talking about in the previous Mishnah, specifically when it comes to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is that case that we learned about? Chamishim te'enim shchoros v'chamishim levanos. It's a situation where a person has 50 black figs and 50 white figs. Nafla shchora. If the truma was a black fig that fell into the mixture of 50 black and 50 white figs, says the Mishnah, shchoros asuros v'halevanos mutaros. And the black figs are not allowed, because you know for a fact that you have only 50, not 100, you need 100 times, and you know that the truma fig was black, so the black figs cannot be eaten, but the white figs can, because the truma that fell in was black and not white, and therefore you could certainly eat the white figs, again within the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Nafla levana, but if the white fig was the one that fell of truma, then levanos asuros, then the white figs now are the ones that are prohibited to be eaten, because there are only 50 of them, not 100 of them. Ushchoros mutaros, and the black figs are permitted because we know that the fig was white, and the black ones are therefore allowed to be eaten because there's no concern that any of them are truma. Bishaenu duim manafla, but according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person doesn't know which of the figs, what color they were, what shape they were, and so on, then malos zuazu, then you would be able to combine the black and the white figs together for the purposes of meduma, for the purposes of 100 times and nullifying the truma that fell in. Again, that's because, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, because once, if you don't know what fig fell in, so the black and the white could equally be truma, and therefore if you have 100 times the amount of chulin, of regular figs, then you would be allowed to combine that, meduma would work, and you'd be allowed to eat this group of figs, assuming, again, that you would at least remove one of the figs from that pile. And then it finishes off the Mishnah, Uvazo, Rabbi Eliezer, Machmir. And it's in this situation, though, that Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah was strict and said that you're never allowed to combine the different types of crops, the different colors, shapes, sizes, and so on, for Rabbi Yeshua Mekil. But it's also in this case when Rabbi Yeshua was lenient, when Rabbi Yeshua said in the previous Mishnah that you're always allowed to combine them together, even when you know the type of truma that fell in, you're still allowed to combine. And Rabbi Eliezer's Machmir, Rabbi Eliezer Bishrikt, said no, that you are never allowed to combine them, even when you don't know the truma that fell in. Continuing now with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yod, continuing along the same lines in terms of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tes, finished off by saying that in this situation of the mixture, Rabbi Eliezer is strict and Rabbi Yeshua is lenient. Now we're going to learn a case of the opposite situation where Rabbi Eliezer is the lenient one and Rabbi Yeshua is the strict one. Says the Mishnah, Uvazo Rabbi Eliezer Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir. In this case that we're about to learn, Rabbi Eliezer was the lenient one and Rabbi Yeshua was the strict one. What's the case that we're talking about? Bidores litra kitzios al pi hakad ve'eni yodeh izeh. What happens? So a person accidentally put a dried truma fig in the mouth of a jug that had chulin figs inside of it. And you don't know, you forgot, which of these jugs of figs has the truma one in its mouth and which ones don't. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Romanosom kiilu hein prudos vatachtonos malos esa elionos. Says Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be lenient here, and he's of the opinion that we view both the figs that are in the mouths of the jugs and the ones that are in the bottom of the jug, that they're all going to be able to combine together to eat to allow meduma to work, as long as there are 100 times. If you combine all the figs between the figs in the jugs that are both below in the bottom of the jugs and the ones that are in the mouths of the jugs, it'll be combined. Ultimately, it's 100 times the amount of chulin, of regular figs from those that are truma. Then we allow you, says Rabbi Eliezer, to eat the truma fig in one of the mouths, even though we know that one of them is truma, but we're not sure which one. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, no, lo talach yusham mea kadim. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, you can't include the figs that are in the bottom of the jugs, because we know for a fact that the truma fig we're talking about here is in the top of the jug. So in order for it to work, you need 100 times, but you can't include the bottom figs of the different jugs. You need 100 different jugs, each one with a fig in its mouth. And then once you have that, then okay, then it's 100 times the amount of figs in the mouths. But that's the only way that it'll work in order to be mevatel, in order to nullify and cancel this truma fig and allow meduma to work so that you can eat the various figs. So it's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Do we combine all of the figs that are both in the jugs and in the mouths of the jugs? Or that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We are allowed to do that. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that in order for it to work, you can only combine the truma that is actually in the mouths of the jugs. And as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua. We are stricter in this regard. We would literally require you to have 100 jugs and only allow you to have the bittel, to have the meduma with the truma, that are with the figs that are in the mouths of the jugs. Quick review, Perek Daled, Mishnah Test went over and continued from the previous Mishnah and taught us the case of 50 figs that are black, 50 figs that are white, and so on and so forth. And we said that if one of them falls in, then depending on the color, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, that if you know which one fell in, then you can combine them. If you don't know which one fell in, then you can combine them. Again, as we learned previously, but this is the case where Rabbi Eliezer says that you're never allowed to combine them. He was strict, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you're always allowed to combine them, even if they're different colors, shapes, sizes, and so on. And then Perek Daled Mishnah give us the opposite case, where Rabbi Yehoshua is the one who's strict and Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's lenient. And that was a case where you have the figs that are in the mouths of the jugs. And the question was, can you allow meduma to work? Can you allow this 100-to-1 ratio to work and include those figs that are not only in the mouths of the jug, but also include those figs that are in the body of the jug, in the bottom of the jug or not? Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that you can, that you're allowed to combine all of the figs together. And Rabbi Yeshua was of the opinion, no, that because we know for a fact that the fig that you have here is in one of the mouths of the jugs, therefore the only way to make it work is if you have 100 different jugs with 100 different figs in the mouths of the jugs in order to allow meduma to work in this case. Have a great day.